Hello and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. At this year's Anuga Food Show in Germany, dairy processors from Scotland announced they have formed a new dairy brand. Their aim? To promote the best of Scottish value-added dairy products to world markets, including Europe, the United States, and Canada. 11 dairy processors so far from all over Scotland have signed up to use the Scottish dairy brand logo. The logo will be added to products such as cheese, yogurt, and butter. All of the foods are made with 100% Scottish milk. Joining me today to talk about the reasons for the Scottish Dairy Brand program is Richard Lockhead, who is Scotland's Cabinet Secretary for Rural Affairs, Food, and the Environment. So this month, I understand you created a Scottish dairy brand. Tell me about the reasons that led to that creation.
Scotland's a very lucky country. We're blessed with a fantastic natural environment, and we have amazing food producers in so many different sectors, not least dairy. And our food and drink industry in Scotland is booming. Our exports are up by over 50% since 2007 alone. And we are able to offer the international marketplace not only high premium quality products, but, you know, with a story behind them of the producers themselves, as well as our environment, our various environmental credentials. We're a GM-free country. We are very sustainable. We have got natural raw ingredients produced on our farms and in our livestock. And therefore, there's a big opportunity for dairy products such as yogurts, cheeses, butters in the international marketplace. And that's why we're going out into the international markets to say to consumers and importers that want the best, that want the best quality, the best story, produced in one of the cleanest environments in the world, so then we can offer that.
Okay. So I know Scotland is well known for many foods like single malt whiskey, salmon, and of course, haggis. What is it that makes Scottish dairy products so special?
Well, people around the world will know Scotland in terms of our Scotch whiskey, which is a phenomenal global success, and also Scottish salmon. We also want people to know that we produce some of the best cheeses, and the story of the producers behind our cheese is people working hard in Scotland's land with the best raw materials in one of the best natural, clean environments anywhere in the world. So our cattle are grass-fed. We are a GM-free country. Mm-hmm. And we can offer not only the story of the many small producers that produce our products, but the fact that we have the environmental credentials that the modern consumer are very keen to learn about.
So you have three ranges of products: heritage, artisan, and organic. So can you elaborate a little bit on each of these? Heritage, organic, and artisan, what do those mean?
The purpose of the Scottish dairy brand is to highlight the various credentials behind our country's image and brand overseas. So our heritage range, for instance, are very much the established brands, which may already be doing well in the UK market, but now want to go out into the international marketplace. They're all using 100% Scottish milk from Scotland's dairy herds. Mm-hmm. The artisan range are often produced by family-owned processors from various parts of Scotland. It could be mainland Scotland, it could be some of our islands. And organic, of course, is the fact that we do have an organic sector in Scotland, and organic dairy herds producing organic milk. And therefore, the organic butters and cheeses that flow from that have got a unique story to tell as well.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the dairy industry in Scotland. Is it a large part of the agriculture, and then also help popular are dairy foods with Scots? What do they like to eat and drink?
So we have around 900 dairy farms in Scotland. That's worth about £500,000 to the Scottish economy. So I guess that you can work that out in terms of dollars, $750 million. We are wanting now to add value to the milk. We have a number of really good cheese producers. They're broadening the range of products. There's very innovative product development underway in Scotland in the dairy sector. We've got new cheese producers, we've got new yogurt producers, we've got new spreadable butter producers, ice cream as well. So that's why all our producers are coming together to support the Scottish dairy brand, so we can go out into the international market to build our reputation around the world for good quality food and drink, and we want dairy to be part of that success.
Right.
Because we can't produce volume, clearly we're going for the high-end premium markets. So if you're going to buy a watch, you might want to go for a Swiss watch, because Switzerland's famous for watches.
Right.
We increasingly around the world, people see Scotland as one of the leading food and drink producers. and if they want the best, they'll look for the Scottish brands.
Okay. So will these products typically be found in specialty stores rather than mainstream grocery stores?
Well, clearly, time will tell in terms of the Scottish brand which has just been launched, but there's no doubt that we're aiming for the specialty stores and the premium markets. Just as Scotch whisky and single malt is seen as a premium whisky product in the global market, our other products we're producing will be for the high-end premium markets as well.
Okay. So with the Scottish Dairy brand, are you focusing on Europe or also on the United States and Canada?
Well, we're certainly focusing on the United States and Canada, and that's why we're in North America for a whole week, and I'm here with colleagues in my role as Scotland's Food Minister. So we're very much prioritising these markets. There are tens of millions of North Americans who claim to have Scottish descent, and they will no doubt look for the Scottish brands more and more. So we have to put the effort in to make sure people have choice and have the ability to purchase Scottish dairy produce. And that's why we're putting extra focus into the market. As I said before, exports of food from Scotland have increased by over 50% since 2007 alone. The Scottish food and drink industry is growing at double the average of the UK's food and drink industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Mr. Lockyer.
Okay, well, thank you. Nice speaking to you.
That's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Google+. Like us on Facebook, and stay up to date on all things dairy at dairyfoods.com. Thanks for listening.